Yo, 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 yeah. Yo, 1-2-1-2, what it do, it's your boy Skeeter Steve representing Lace Rhymes, and we got a bonus episode for y'all though, but before we get into this artist, I'm gonna play something for y'all. Y'all gonna like this.
I'm from the east, but rep the west coast just like Pac, it don't stop, it don't stop. I'm from the east, but rep the west coast just like Pac, it don't stop, it don't stop. Like Pac, like Pac, like Pac, like Pac, like Pac. Rep the West Coast just like Pac. Me and my niggas get it poppin' and the shit don't stop. Hey look, I came from Virginia, but I was born up top. And why? Do or die just like B.I.G. I moved to Vegas in 05 in my long white tee. I was thuggin', bangin' Gucci Mane, so icy. I had that 38 Smith & Wesson, come try me. I know my mama wish I went to school and got a degree, but I just cop that and I flip that and I flip that.
Hey, keep rapping, I keep... if you know your hip-hop shit, y'all know that's that... that's that brownstone herded grapevine sample. When I came across this, I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God. I'm all like, and he's from the city? I'm all like, okay. I'm all like, and then the fact that, you know, he fucks with the show, he tapped in, but also, too, I have to shout out my boy Merge for throwing that alley-oop. You know what I'm saying? Boy Merge over there at the Family Mart podcast. Appreciate you, bro. But yeah, man, we got no other than my boy El Quan to the show, man. Welcome, bro.
What's good, everybody? Lace Rhymes, what's popping?
Well, man, no, man. Look, man, thank you for coming through.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that you're here. So, man, let's get into it, man. Let's let the people know where you from, where you from, and what you repping now.
Right on. Yeah, no doubt, man. It started in New York City for me. You know what I'm saying? That's where I was born. That's where, you know, all my family started at. And then, you know, went from New York to Virginia.
Nice.
And did grade school, you know what I'm saying, in Virginia and whatnot. And then at 19, you know, moms got married, moved to North Carolina. I was like, nah, you know, I think I've had enough of the South. You know what I'm saying? I think it's time for me to expand and get over here. And plus, I have been coming over here for the summers.
Okay.
I got cousins out here. I got aunties out here in Vegas.
Okay. Did you was able to come out here at the time when we still had the Wet and Wild on Sahara?
Nah, I wasn't out here during that
man.
Time.
Man, you would have loved it, bro. Would have loved it, though, man. And then, carry on.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, so then, you know, ended up moving out here at 19, man. And, you know, and the city just took my heart, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I love the West Coast. I couldn't picture myself living nowhere else, you know?
Oh, man, look, I ain't mad at that. That's why, like, you know, here from the city, you know, from Vegas, always consider Vegas being, like, you know, the cousin to California, when you know when you coming over for Thanksgiving and when you see your favorite cousin, y'all know y'all about to have a fucking good-ass time.
you know what
I'm saying? So, I mean, no, that's dope, though, man. That's super dope, though, you know. Deeply rooted from NY, then made your way to the mid, the DMV area, Virginia. You know what I'm saying?
And, two down.
Yeah, man. No, and not only that, though, too, man. Like, you come from a great spot, man, because it's a lot of talent that came out of Virginia. Teddy Riley.
Oh, yeah.
Devontae Swain from Jodeci. Pharrell. Timbaland. I mean, Missy. I mean, Virginia is a fucking staple.
That's a fact.
Pusha T.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
Pusha T.
So, and then making your way out west. So, that is pretty dope, though. So, man, all right, man. Let's get into it, man. So, my question is to you, man, what made you want to become a rapper? Like, what made you want to be like, okay, this is it. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Fuck all this other shit. Fuck what's going on. This is what I want to do. So, what made you want to become a rapper?
What made me want to become a rapper is when I had joined my first underground label, Hall of Fame Records.
Okay.
And, you know, that's when I had learned, like, song structure and shit like that and learned my stage presence and whatnot. and just started getting more grasp on the game for real. And,
nice.
And noticing that, you know, I really got something going, you know what I'm saying? And then my network just started getting bigger. You know, everybody was telling me, yo, you dope. You need to do this shit right here. This is you right here. Like, you know, I was getting mad love just on mixtape shit. Because I used to do a lot of mixtape shit, too, on other niggas' beats.
Okay.
So, you know, just when I got on Hall of Fame Records back in the day, when I first touched down in Vegas back in 05, man, right there on Rainbow, that's when it turned up. You know, that's when I knew. I was like, yeah, this is it right here.
Okay, nice. I'm definitely not mad at that. And you said 05. Yeah. Damn, a nigga might sound over. Yeah, that's the year I graduated high school. But yeah, the 05 was a wild time out here in Vegas.
Oh man, super wild. Super wild. I almost got caught up myself fucking around.
Yeah, man. It really is, wow. Man. So getting into that, you learning how to structure your songs and everything. What are some of the influences that you know that when it comes to, you know, rapping and different styles of raps, who do you look up to?
Man, I definitely look up to Currency. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Currency is,
I like that,
definitely one of my number one like guys that I look up to. I follow his blueprint. Growing up, I grew up off of like 3-6 Mafia.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? I grew up off of like Jadakiss, okay. Nas, you know what I mean? Hot Boys. I was big on the Hot Boy era. You know, me and my guys in high school used to want to be just like Wayne and them. You know what I mean? So, those primarily were the main ones. You know what I'm saying? Because in Virginia, it wasn't like a whole lot of West Coast rap. I did hear Snoop.
Okay.
I did hear Dre.
Okay.
You know, the major guys.
You know what I'm saying?
But it wasn't something that was like they was playing on the radio or really banging in the parties like that. I didn't get the West Coast vibes till I moved to the West Coast.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, no, that's fair, because I always want to hear people's different perspectives, and especially in the time frame where they were at, because, like, for me, and I have said this plenty of times on the show, I love all hip-hop, but when it comes to the West Coast, I am definitely super biased. There's no denying that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's no denying that, because I believe whether you're an artist or a consumer, you're biased to someone or something.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
Oh, yeah. That's
even,
a fact.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, that's dope. You heavily got grasp of that to the West Coast. So, but what struck me, as you said, one of your influences was 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
And that is pretty dope, because like they're one of their albums, and that pretty much sums up their all career when they had named their album The Most Known Unknown. Everybody know about them, but not really knowing about them.
That's a fact.
So yeah, so that was just all that for me. Like, I caught wind of them, like, you know, I wanna say like late 99, early 2000.
Yeah.
And yeah, so like I went back and you know, listened to a lot of their older stuff, and even their older stuff was just like just fucking amazing, man. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, like super, super amazing, man. So
Project just, Pat.
Yeah, Project Pat, Country man. Black, Gangsta Boo, RP. You know, so that's dope. And then the fact that you mentioned Jadakiss, so it's like, to me, what I'm picturing, and definitely what I'm getting from you, I'm getting the best of both worlds, where you're structuring the lyricism, but also knowing how to put your lyrics into turn up and good party music too as well, to
absolutely
know how to have a good fucking time. And I tell people, I'm all like, it has to be a balance. The same way you can listen to a Cole or a Kendrick or a Denzel Curry or Joey Badass, the same way you can fucking listen to a Lil Baby,
mm-hmm,
a Lil Durk, And ESTG, like all the fuck shit.
Yeah.
So like it has to be a healthy balance. You know what I'm saying? Just as long as that fuck shit and make you go out there to go do something stupid.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. That's true.
Yeah, man. So my question is to you, okay, when you had got to Vegas and once you started rapping out here in Vegas, man, what are some things that, you know, being out here in Vegas opened up your eyes and like your horizon once you tapped into the hip hop culture out here?
Once I tapped into the culture out here, man, I started feeling like, definitely started feeling those West Coast vibes, man. Started feeling like, you know, getting to know the different things out here in Vegas. You know, the Mexican culture is heavy out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the gang culture is heavy out here. You know what I mean? That's a little different than where I come from. It was mostly on some hustling type of shit. And it was mostly like black and white. You know what I mean? So, you know, coming out here, you know, expanding and seeing, and Vegas is so multicultural and just so, there's so many different styles of artists out here. I think it made me open up my style even more and pushing the limits even more. I think I even started harmonizing even more once I got out
here.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's some shit I wasn't on before, I don't think. But, yeah, I wasn't on that back in Virginia, like, really harmonizing with my flows and, you know, lightweight rapping a little bit faster, too.
Okay.
You know, because when I moved out here, you know, I was on the real chill East Coast flow. You know, it was somewhat low-key basic. But then out here, it got more complex, I feel like, and it sped it up some, like on some Bone shit or Tech N9ne type shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, no, yeah, I could definitely dig that, like, for sure, man. And that's dope, though, to see that, you know, once you had came out here, you recognize, like, you know, the culture that it's Vegas that always had, because when people come out here, a lot of people just think of the, you know, the bright lights, the strip,
yep,
downtown. No, but it's more than that.
More than
that. Yeah, it's like Transformers. More than meets the eye. It's like, for real.
Tell you.
Yeah, man, and I always tell people when they say, like, you know, there's no culture out here in Vegas, there is culture. You just got to be willing to go look for it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue. Like, you have to go look for it, and definitely, you know, just see what's out there, and you'll definitely be surprised.
All right.
Might get a little bit spicy, man. All right. Give me, and this is no particular order, give me your top five MCs from the past and give me your current top five.
Okay. Top five from the past, of course, I've mentioned a couple of them. 3-6 Mafia,
okay,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, for
okay,
sure.
Okay.
Ludacris.
His name don't get mentioned enough.
Yeah, it definitely don't. Yeah, I was on that album. What was that? That slapping the nigga today. Slap. I was on that shit hard back in the day. You know what I'm saying? That whole album. Who else? Definitely Jada Kiss.
Okay. Oh, yes.
And, Wu-Tang Clan. Can't forget about the Wu.
You know what's so crazy, bro? And this is my thing. And for me, I always liked them as a group.
Yeah.
But once I started watching the show and I actually went back and listened to a lot of these niggas' solos, I got a newfound appreciation for them. And
oh, yeah.
Niggas might get mad at me for saying this, though, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Because all the type of work that he's done, RZA just might be the East Coast Dre.
I'm trying to tell you. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Shout out to RZA. I just seen him in Austin, Texas when I was out there for South by Southwest.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's really fucking dope, though, because, I mean, when you have 9 MCs and then right after you do the group project, you're doing pretty much he did all the production on everybody's first fucking solo album.
Major.
And they all did fucking great fucking numbers, and not for nothing, some are better than others, mm-hmm, though, but I'm just going to say this out here. Niggas might get mad at me, though, but, I mean, Only Built for Cuban Links, classic. Iron Man, classic.
Classic.
Liquid Swords, classic.
Yes, sir.
Return of the 36 Chambers, ODB. That's a fucking classic, no matter how you fucking feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
So, I mean, that guy is a fucking pure genius. And for you to have them on your top five,
oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not mad at it. And I even took it a step further. Wu-Tang is the greatest group of all time.
All time, for sure.
I love Tribe. I love De La. I love everybody else. But Y'all niggas is not fucking with Wu. I'm sorry.
Not at all. Not at all, bro.
Okay, so yeah, man. So them. All right, so let's do the current. Let's see what this current list looking like, man.
Okay, the current for sure, Nipsey Hussle.
Okay. Not mad at that.
I would say Currency, because I didn't say Currency on the last joint, so Currency, because he's still cracking.
Mm-hmm.
I would say G Perico.
Okay. Yeah, man. And I just recently got tapped in with him a few months ago. Caught wind of his music, and yeah, I'm a fan of G Perico.
Yeah, that Hot Shot is
yeah, crazy. Fire. Fire.
It's crazy. I've been running that back to back.
Yeah.
Who else? I would say for the top five now, Larry June.
Okay.
And who else? I would say
who we got in that last spot?
In the last spot. Fuck it, myself.
Dang. I'm not mad at it. You know what's so crazy? I'm shocked. And what I'm very, very shocked about, I'm surprised you didn't name any artist from the three-headed monster. And what I mean by the three-headed monster, no Drake, no Cole, and no Kendrick. That is very shocking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I fuck with them, but I'm not, like, heavy on them.
I
listen to them a lot.
And that's definitely fair. Yeah. You know, that's definitely fair, though. But I like Currency. Definitely like Larry June. But for me, I feel like Larry June is the West Coast Currency,
yeah,
in my opinion.
That's true. I feel like Currency really low-key put him on.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I heard of Larry June. That's how I heard of Jay Worthy. A lot of G Perico. That's how I heard of him.
Currency.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of these dudes. Yeah, man. Through Currency. And just like what you said, like, Currency has been consistent through thick and thin, man. Like, you know, and he's one of those type of guys, man. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Don't fix it. Yeah. He stays to his low riders. Yeah. He stays to his smoking shit.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So, okay. So recently you just came back from South by Southwest, man.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me what was that experience like, you know, being down there? And what was it, in Austin, Texas?
Yeah.
Them couple of, like, you know, 3-4 days, man. So what was it like, you know, being down there at South by Southwest, and, like, what did you gain from being there?
Man, being there, you definitely felt the creative vibes just being around like-minded people in all different industries, you know what I mean, that are just creating, that are just grinding, that are coming up. Because now South by Southwest, I feel like, is now for the underground. It used to have a lot of, like, big, big artists there, you know what I mean, that are already on making money. But a lot of the times now, you'll see a couple of artists that are on there, but for the most part, it was mostly, like, underground. And just what I gained from it was the knowledge of the game, the knowledge of managers and people that work for publishing companies, and people that are kind of behind the scenes and people that are on the scene, just giving me game on how to move in this industry, teaching me different ways and aspects that I can put into my journey with music. And, you know, I met a lot of great people, man. I also speaking of Currency, I tapped in with him out there as well.
Yeah, man. That's what's up.
Had to give him an album shirt and, you know, and tap in with his manager, so when I got my bread right, you know what I mean, I can get that feature, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was dope, man. I met a lot of artists from all over, you know, managers. I'm still doing some meetings and whatnot, and just not necessarily, you know, jumping directly into doing stuff, but just building that relationship and just seeing how I can be valuable to some of them and how they can be valuable to me. So it was dope, man. I'm definitely going next year. That's for sure, man. I recommend anybody that's serious about their music, that's serious about their career, to make that trip to South by Southwest.
Oh, no, yeah, man. Absolutely. I'm with you on that, because I'm definitely going next year, man. Because just like what you said, just pretty much anywhere and just being outside of your element and being in the same room with artists, content creators that's for the culture and like-minded people that are exactly like you, just trying to push the culture forward and elevate and gain a lot from each other. That's man, right. You in a win-win situation.
Yeah. No,
so yeah, real. Man. So no, that's definitely dope that that you know you experiencing that, and then just not only that though, you know, being an artist from Las Vegas,
yeah,
that's going out there and just willing to put yourself out there like that.
Absolutely, you know what, man. I'm saying? Absolutely. Everybody's like, "Oh, you from Vegas? You from Vegas?" Like, I'm like, yeah, man. You know,
man. Okay, man. So another question, man. Being that you are a Vegas artist, man.
Yes, sir.
What are some things you feel like us as a culture being here from the city, what are some things that what can we improve on? Because, you know, we always hear the argument, oh, like, you know, Vegas don't support Vegas, Vegas this, Vegas that. We see the problem. But, okay, now with the problem, we need solutions.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So what do you think are, you know, you don't have to give me a lot, though, but what do you feel like, you know, what would be a solution to that problem?
I think a solution to the problem would be to be the one to change the problem. You know what I mean? It only takes the mind frame of the person to make something happen. If there's not enough of this, we'll be that. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like niggas ain't linking up or clicking up, reach out. You know what I mean? Mm. Don't be afraid to, you know, let somebody know that, hey, man, I want to collab, or I want to put this show together with you, or, you know, I want to put this event together, this charity. You know, don't be afraid to reach out and do that, because, you know, when you come together, you know, it brings the city on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can have your crew and they can have their crew, and you can rep what you rep and they can rep what they rep, and it can still get cracking. You know what I'm saying? It's Vegas. So, you know, everybody just kind of need to put their egos to the side. You know what I mean? I know some guys out here feel like they done already made it already, and they the king of the city, and they the legends of the city. That's great. You know what I'm saying? But the world is much bigger than just Vegas, and a lot of people don't know that how much talent that Vegas has, because a lot of people are always trying to separate themselves and not trying to link up and not trying to network and not trying to put some shit together. Because if we did that, if we was putting shit together, man, I feel like the city would definitely get on the map more than it already is, you know, like crazy.
Ooh, I love that answer, bro. Yeah. I definitely love that. Definitely love that answer, man. And just really just going out there and putting, like what you said, be willing to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, put all that shit to the side. Because, I mean, throughout hip-hop, you know, we see California do it.
Yeah.
We see, like, a South as a whole do it.
Yep.
We see Florida did it.
Oh, yeah.
And we seen the Mecca, New York. And even though, like, you know, they're always going to be the frenemies, the rivalries within the city. But when you're traveling out of the city, put that shit, leave that shit at home. Like, that's, yo, it's bigger than this right now. This, we're Vegas.
Yeah.
In the room.
Because you'll reach out to some artists that may be doing a little bit more than you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to connect. You know, they or, you know, they're just on some, like, it's all about the bread. But sometimes it's not all about the bread.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Building that relationships. And because you never know, the underdog could be the next big dog the next week. You know what I mean? And you already burnt that bridge by acting funny and acting weird. So,
yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah, this is true. And a lot of folks don't be understanding that, man. Like, those things are very detrimental and crucial to the process.
Yeah.
You know, and especially in regards to what you're doing. That, you know, because, I mean, Eazy-E said it back in the day. All publicity, it's good publicity.
You know what I mean?
No matter how you look at it.
For real.
You know, whether it might be something you said outlandish or something that might be a clickbait.
Yeah.
And we know we do live in an era where a lot of things are clickbait. But, hey, all it takes is that one to go viral.
I'm telling you. If
you could do it again, do it again. But if not, that one is going to help you, catapult you to get you to where you need to be. And people will start noticing and people will start seeing you.
That's it, man. That's it, bro. You know, because I've worked with all different kind of artists out here, and I feel like the city is starting to get better with that. You know what I mean? Like I said, I was just talking to him, you know, off the mic and off the camera about the Sin City Versus event. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Douglas that put that together. Shout out to Icon Presents that put that together. But I feel like the love was in the building in there between artists, between creatives, and the networking was going down. And, you know, there was no hate. And the love is still being shown crazy on the social media. Shout out to Chris Crooks that ended up winning that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there was nobody, like, super salty. I mean, there was maybe one or two guys that kind of just rolled out and, you know, didn't want to support the other artists that performed that night. But mostly everybody stayed, man. And everybody was giving each other props and exchanging information, talking about collaborations and whatnot and putting stuff together. But, you know, that Sin City Versus right there, that was major. You know what I mean? And that's something that ain't never happened in Vegas. But you're starting to see more shit like that go down out here in the city.
Well, no, yeah, man, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, man. Before we get up out of here, what are some upcoming projects that you got brewing, man, that you got cooking?
Well, right now, we got Smoke Holes and Lolos.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and that project is amazing.
Yeah, that joint's a straight classic. Like, you know, shout out to DJ Fresh who produced the whole thing, you know what I mean? And right now I'm working on a new project. I haven't put a name to it yet, but I did just drop a new single from it called Love, Hate, and Cycle. Love, Hate, Cycle, like a couple weeks ago for that. And, you know, it's pretty much damn near done. I got two more songs to knock out for that one. But I got 98 from San Francisco who's producing that whole one right there.
Okay.
I got a couple features under wraps I don't want to put out there just yet.
Definitely keep us in the suspense, man. Definitely keep us in that suspense waiting, man. This was dope, man. I'm actually happy that we actually got to connect, man. But before we get up out of here, man, let our viewers and our listeners where they can find you at, man.
Man, you can find me Instagram, Real Elquan So 100, and that 100 is the number 100. You can also find me at So 100 ENT. You can find me on Facebook, Elquan. You can find me on YouTube, So 100 ENT. Subscribe to that. I got new videos coming. I actually got a video that I shot out in Austin, Texas when I was out there to the new single that's out right now. And tap in with me on Spotify, Apple Music, Elquan. Just type in Elquan and it'll pop up. I'm first page on Google, so yeah, type my name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. And definitely going to be tapping in with you more, man. I'm going to be out there moving through these scenes, through these battles. Going to start getting out there more, showcase more. You know what I'm saying?
Get out there. Yeah, Vegas, man. It's all about the city.
Definitely.
Vegas,
yeah, definitely about the city, though. But y'all already know where y'all can find us here at Lace Rhymes. You know, SoundCloud, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You name it, we on it. And also a very shout out to my co-host, Dom Cruz Ho, you know what I'm saying? My guys, you know, so all the peeps, man, you know, that always keep on supporting, you know, here at day one, man. But until then, this is your boy Skeeter Steve. And this is my man Elquan. Thank you for being a guest here, Brody. And
yes,
Lace Rhymes, we up out of here.
Let's go.